just a filtering process that the sickest, only the sickest ones make it into the hospital or are staying there.
Once you do that, then you can't have a doctor who's rounding 5 minutes a day and who's only available by phone. I mean, you just have people in-house. And again, as care becomes more complex, you can't just leave house officers in charge of the hospital. Again, we have a superb residency program here at the IDMC, and you know, the residents do great care, but occasionally they want the judgment of an attending, and the patients want to interact with attendings, and so we're in-house and available. So I think, you know, if it was somebody across town who, again, is now seeing sicker patients in their office, they really don't have the time to devote that might be required to move patients safely through the hospital. And if you did spend enough time to do that, then you'd be neglecting your outpatients. And so it's sort of an inevitable change worldwide. I mean, as technology just allows us to do more without bringing someone to the hospital, then the hospital, by definition, is becoming a more complicated place to be.
Is it your sense that the American hospitalist model in particular is being avidly studied and adapted in a lot of other places, or are they?
I don't know. There probably are local adaptations of it. I mean, for instance, when I was in Malaysia and I spent a day on the wards of the University of Malaya Medical Center, to be honest, other than people just speaking a different language, I couldn't really tell the difference. You know, some signs are not in English, but other than that, it looked exactly like I was rounding in any hospital here in the United States. Because again, there are only so many ways you can slice it. And I imagine if we went back 200 years in a hospital, there's only so many ways you can round on a patient. You stand at the bedside, the intern presents, you talk about it, there's a plan for the day, people write notes.
Well, even seeing a patient every day is an inevitable concept on a scheduled basis.
Yeah, you kind of would have to. The only difference is that it used to be that your doctor continued to follow you in the hospital because people were less sick. Because people who were really, really sick simply died. And there wasn't that much technology, and so the only place that had technology was the hospital. And, you know, once it went beyond stethoscope and reflex hammer, you had to bring the patient into the hospital. Since now, even basic surgeries are not even done in a hospital anymore, means that that primary care doctor just can't do it because they're so busy doing what used to be done in the hospital in their office. So, I mean, I'm sure there will be local adaptations to that. And there's always the question of, do you have specialist hospitalists or not? And again, that's a local culture thing, not even an American version, because I'm sure there are American hospitals with specialist hospitalists and then there are hospitals without it.
And the alternative is where specialists do the specialist care and the hospitalist is just a generalist versus saying we can organize some of this better where we have specialist hospitalists covering common issues.
Correct. And again, that exists today in almost every hospital in America. I mean, there's certainly hospitals that just do co-management where nobody's admitted to a service except for medicine, and then everybody else is a consultant, and then there are places that are mixes of the two, and then there are places like us, which you're not in the medical service, you're managed by that specialty. Part of what makes hospitalists effective is to have other hospitalists around them. It's pretty hard to practice by yourself.
Not just because you can't work 24/7, but...
Yeah, I mean, obviously people would go burn out very, very quickly, but it's also the idea of being able to develop standards, quality. I mean, the nice thing about having hospitalists in-house all the time is they become experts in the house. And so if you wanted to ask a group of people, how do we improve quality, you don't want the guy who's there 5 minutes a day. You want the guy who's there 14 hours a day and tell you, this is what's wrong and I think this is what we need to do to fix it. And so you can't just have one guy doing that because you sort of need a consensus. And so having multiple guys with multiple viewpoints, and also just people to fall back on. I mean, as a hospitalist, you're faced with unusual, very sick patients all the time, and having colleagues on the ward with you where you can walk over and, you know, just say, hey, can I tell you about this case and what would you do? And that's very powerful. And then having that at the national level, hospitalists are a recognized specialty, and in fact, you know, it's now a specific board, gives you that sense of community, and there are standards to fall back on and organizations to fall back on when you don't know what to do. And I don't mean literally like you're at the bedside, but, you know, hey, I'm designing a new ward. You know, how do you think about the best practices of hospital medicine for designing a ward for the hospitalist? You know, you can go to the Society of Hospital Medicine and look at all the sure there are common things for all of us, and there are things that are different. We should recognize, and you know, look, the differences may be completely appropriate, but we need to recognize those so that we know, well, these are core expectations of a hospitalist worldwide, and these are not. These are that, in fact, you should customize locally. And while everybody thinks that sameness is the same as quality, that is, in fact, not true. And so you need to recognize where being different is beneficial and where it's not. And are we different just because, well, it's always been done that way for the last 400 years? Or are we different because our population is different, our language doesn't support the thing that you're talking about? There are some real differences around the world that make care very different. I mean, when you talk to my colleague in Russia, you know, they span 7 time zones in the catchment area.